We continue our decade of prayer. It began on the Feast of St. Luke and concludes on the Feast of St. Jude. We also continue reading from the letter to the Romans, and particularly from the part of the letter to the Romans, chapters 5 through 8, that tell us a great deal about God's love for us and about what God does for us in Jesus Christ. At the end of the passage that we read for today, St. Paul says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." There is a relationship between sin and death. This goes back to the beginning of Genesis, to the sin of Adam and Eve and its consequences. That after Adam and Eve sinned, God told them that to dust they would return. Sin leads to death, to suffering, and to death. But death is a result of sin. It's not part of God's original intention for the world he created. And in the Book of Wisdom, we read that God did not make death. There is a relationship between sin on the one hand and suffering and death on the other. And oftentimes people are tempted to think of that relationship individually, to think that what I am suffering is a punishment for what I have done, that my suffering, perhaps even the terminal illness that may lead to death, is a result of my sin and God is punishing me. And this way of understanding the relationship between sin and death is false. And Jesus points that out several times in the Gospels. He says, when he and his disciples encounter a man born blind, they ask him, "Who sinned, this man or his father?" In other words, someone must have sinned because he's blind, because he's suffering. He's being punished for his sins. Jesus says, neither. No one sinned. It's not a result of his sin or his parents' sin. There's another occasion in which there was a tragedy in Galilee. A tower fell on a bunch of people. And Jesus said, don't think that those people are worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they had this happen to them, because they suffered in this way. That Jesus denies this sort of correlation between sin and death, this assumption that those who are sick or those who are victims of accidents or who suffer are being punished for their sins in a way that is unique to themselves, as if they are worse sinners than everyone else. And people in the hospital are tempted to think this way as well. I encounter a lot of people in the hospitals, in my ministry there, who ask me, what did I do to deserve this? You know, why is God punishing me? What did I do that was so bad that this happened to me? They assume that God is punishing them. God is inflicting their illness upon them because of their sin. And therefore, they think of God as the one who is against them, the one who is punishing them and afflicting suffering upon them. The wages of sin is death, But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's purpose is to give us eternal life. As St. Paul says in Romans chapter 8, God is for us and not against us. As he says in chapter 5, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The way in which God regards us when we suffer illness, the way in which God responds, so to speak, to our condition, is not as the one who is punishing us and inflicting pain upon us and exacting vengeance for our sins. The letter to the Romans does not say God so hated the world, God showed his anger toward us, that when we were still sinners, God punished us. But God shows his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God's response to us is to take on our humanity, to suffer, and to die for us. To share in our suffering and in our death, and thereby to lead us to eternal life, so that we who have shared in his death may also share in his resurrection. When we are sick, when we are suffering, God does not look upon us with vengeance, but with love. And God's response to us is to be Emmanuel, to be with us. God comes to be with us and to suffer what we suffer and to die our death so that we might live his life. And that's a great message of hope as we continue our decade of prayer from St. Luke to St. Jude, from healing to hope. We take consolation that God is for us and not against us. That God, when we suffer, wants to show us his love in the suffering of Jesus Christ, who accompanies us in our illness, who died our death, and who promises to give us his life.